Well, greetings, everybody. With Richard Pfeiffer and Andrew Farley, my name is Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, well, give us a call at 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Richard Pfeiffer.
Thanks, Bob. Well, we just finished a month where we looked at the five key issues that grew up out of the Reformation. The Bible alone, grace alone, faith alone, Jesus alone, and to the glory of God alone. And as wonderful as those things are, you should ask, now what?
Now what? Yeah.
Now what? Because there's this application that needs to happen, and everybody always wants to be practical. And the problem with Christians and practicality is we normally turn practical into law, and now we've right. got legalism again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there is a way to do this, and I think Peter, of all people, Peter figured this out, and I love what he said in his second letter. It's in the first chapter. I'm going to read verses 2, 3, and 4. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. When you take a look at the world around you, and you don't have to look any farther than 24 hours ago in New York City,
yeah.
and the craziness starts up again. Mm. People are insane. Satan wants to kill, destroy everything he possibly can because he knows he's a defeated foe. He knows that Jesus is coming back. And if he could kill Jesus, he would.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he had before the first time, and he was sadly mistaken. Thank God he was sadly mistaken. But he's picking on the world, and you've got a choice. You can try to apply the gospel, all of this stuff we talked about last month, and say it ought not be this way, and turn it into legalism, and turn it into Christians trying to take over the government, and turn it into all kinds of things. Or you can take Peter's admonition here and realize that we've already been granted this stuff and that it's the beauty of the gospel that allows us not to be tainted by the corruption that is represented by our world. And far more than not being tainted, it gives us something to say to the world. And that's where we want to focus this month. Andrew, I know that you face this in your ministry. Talk about it a little bit with us.
Yeah. Well, Richard, this passage is just so beautiful. 2 Peter chapter 1, it starts off, grace and peace be multiplied to you.
Yeah.
There are people that are wanting to put a cap on grace. They're wanting to put a limit on grace. They're accusing people of teaching hyper grace, too much grace. Mm-hmm. And what we find out is that the grace of God teaches us to say no to sin. So we don't want to put a cap on that. Do I want to put a cap on victory over sin? Do I want to put a cap on God's tutoring of me? No. So it's the grace of God that teaches us to say no to sin. And here we're seeing some grace that we ought to be hyper about.
Yeah.
I mean, it says grace and peace be multiplied to you. So that means that God's agenda is to show us grace upon grace upon grace and to remind us that we have peace upon peace upon peace with him. And then it says, in the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus. So this comes through knowing how gracious God is and how good God is. And then we get to this verse that you highlighted for us, Richard. His God's divine power has granted everything to us that we need for life and godliness. So that just kind of I don't know, when the guy comes knocking at the door and he wants to sell me more of Jesus, he wants to sell me more of the Spirit, he wants to sell me his version, his flavor of spirituality, he wants to tell me I need to have the same gift that he does because that's the real thing, he wants to tell me that I need more and I need to do more and be more. Well, what this says is I can stop shopping. I don't need to go hunting and begging and pleading for more of Jesus. I have everything I need pertaining to life and godliness. And you say, well, you know, why don't I experience that, so to speak? I mean, we've got Christians of all kinds, baby Christians who've known the Lord 3 days and others who have known him 3 decades. So what is the difference there? Well, this phrase, through the true knowledge of him, I think it really helps us, guys, because, I mean, you know, we are progressively getting to know how amazing God is. We've got all of him. We don't need more of him, but we, you know, it's like you get a gift on your doorstep and you bring the box in. It's from UPS or FedEx or whatever, and there's that box. Well, I mean, it could sit in your house for a day. It could sit there for a week, and you may never open it. But, you know, when you get a gift from God, let's open the box. Let's look inside. Let's peer deeply into it. Let's probe the depths of God's grace, and that would be the true knowledge of him, and that's the adventure we're on. So, you know, we've got everything we need. We don't need to hope and wait and beg and plead for more of Jesus, but we certainly can get to know how incredible this gift of new life is. And then, you know, you just finish off Peter's thought here. He's granted us this, and it's by his precious and magnificent promises. I know a lot of Christians, Richard, that are trying their best right now. We get into trying instead of trusting, and we're trying to make promises to God instead of resting in his incredible promises to us.
Yeah.
So we got to stop our trying and start our trusting. And in that way, you know, it says we participate in the divine nature. Are you kidding me? We get to participate in God's divine nature? Richard, to me, you know, on first glance, that is insanity. Why would God, why would he include us? Why would he permit us? Why would he allow us to experience him on that level, living in and through us? And the reality is because he is excellent. He is magnificent. His grace and peace never end. And that's what he wants us to enjoy. So, I don't know, maybe it's high time we Christians stop calling ourselves dirty worms and start saying, I'm a partaker of the divine nature.
Yeah. Everyone who's in favor of this kind of hyper grace, call us. Let's talk.
Raise your hand.
Absolutely.
Thank you for those thoughts, guys. We appreciate it. Of course, this is Basic Gospel, everybody, and we have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. Lines are beginning to fill up right now, but still plenty of room for you, 844-322-2742. Well, Richard and Andrew, last month, of course, we offered that fantastic DVD series called The Reformation Project, and we hope that everybody had the opportunity to get a copy of it. The deadline was midnight last night, but you know what? We've got a brand new, exciting resource for our listeners this month. Richard, tell us about it.
Well, if you've been paying attention to us on Fridays from about, February, March time frame for a while, we were doing a series called Hard Passages. We took a look at many of the passages in the Bible that tend to throw people off. They either cause fear or confusion or whatever. And what we did was to put them into the context of the gospel. And when you do that, in the context of the gospel and in the context of the entire Word of God, hard passages become incredibly exciting passages. Yeah. I mean, Jesus is for us. God is for us. There's nothing in here to fear. And so what we've done is collect, I believe, 20 of the best answers. We did, I don't know, 50 or 60 passages, something like that. We've collected 20 of them, put them on 2 CDs, and we're going to make these available this month as our premium.
Right.
So if you go online and give a gift, you can get a copy of this. You'll be hearing about it in our monthly letter. This is something worth listening to. These are the passages, and I'm not kidding you. Many of these passages were passages that just ate me alive when I was younger. Because I didn't have any context for them. And once you understand grace, as Andrew was talking about, these passages are the most exciting, peace-giving, Jesus-loving passages you'll ever read.
Absolutely. Well, it's a two CD series that we've just produced. It's called Hard Passages, strangely enough, and we want you to have a copy of these two CDs. And you can do that as you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel. Just go online to basicgospel.net, click that donate button, or you can call 844-322-2742 anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, a weekend, week out, it doesn't matter. 844-322-2742 is an active number. We hope you'll use it. Again, basicgospel.net, click donate, and we'll get a copy of this two CD series, Hard Passages, on the way to you. All right, let's move along with the program, and we're going to go talk to Francisco listening at Fort Worth on our great affiliate KWRD The Word here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Francisco, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm sorry to start this on a sad note, but my question is, how can I too much of a word, but how can I stop being mad on my pastor pastors that I listen on the radio, for example, the one in Frisco and the one in Carolina, especially those two guys. Every time I listen to the show, I know it's easy to turn them off, but Roderick and Alan Wright, I can't stand them, because to me, they're diluted the water god, and they tried to be funny, and I feel sad for the people that give their money to them for the shows, and they may use it because they don't pressure their time that they had on the radio to glorify God. They only glorify them, and it makes me real mad, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, Francisco, we certainly empathize with you on that. Yes. I mean, with the you know, plethora of Bible teachers out there, guys, and the variety of perspectives, we are inevitably going to hear something on the airwaves, whether it's radio or television or both, that is going to rub us the wrong way, that is going to be insulting to the work of the cross at times, that is going to be incomplete by leaving out the reality of the resurrection. We're going to find a lot of teaching. In fact, that's why Basic Gospel exists, to get back to the core message of the Christian faith and to fill in the gaps where things have gone missing or gone misunderstood, where people have misrepresented the meaning of the finished work of Christ with regard to our forgiveness, our freedom from the law, our new identity in Christ. I mean, this is why Basic Gospel exists, Francisco, because of the very problem that you're describing. So many people have been dried up, burned out, tried their hardest on performance-based teaching, and they end up looking for some real answers. And so that's why, you know, we really have this privilege of communicating and sharing and helping people on a daily basis. So, you know, my heart goes out to you. I think, you know, ultimately I like to say that the grace of God will leave us anchored, not angered. So at some point we have to forgive the teachers that taught us early on. When they taught us wrongly, we start having regrets. I wish I had known this message of God's grace earlier. I wish I had had a deeper understanding. I wish those guys had taught it to me way back when, you know. And then we start even saying, God, I can't believe, you know, why did you take so long? And we can have regrets and all that, and it's really not healthy. Like, we can't change the past. So my first thought is, you know, we're going to hear all kinds of error, and we need to call it what it is. And that's why, you know, you can turn off your radio anytime you want. You can turn off your television. You can change the channel. You know, there's all kinds of options there. And sometimes it's healthy just to tune people out when they're not proclaiming the grace of God. So, you know, but at the same time, guys, I think the forgiveness issue is so important, because, you know, I've had to certainly go through that process, and have met many others where you say, you know what, the healthiest thing for me to do is forgive this pastor or that pastor, or forgive this teacher or that teacher that I sat under, and, you know, I felt like they didn't teach me the truth that set me free, so the only thing healthy for me to do is forgive them and release them from that expectation, just as God forgives us of all our sins, and move on with a thankful perspective. Man, I thank God for the truth. Man, I thank God that I have this truth that sets me free today, right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Francisco, well, good to hear from you.
Let me add one thing, Francisco. I went through, like Andrew was saying and like you've been saying, I went through this issue big time. I'm not afraid to use the word hatred. I was ready to, you know, to go after people for having taught me this garbage. And what I realized after struggling with that anger and that hatred and that palpable dislike is that at some point in my life, I, Richard, accepted what they were teaching. And what I was really doing was yelling and screaming at myself for having believed it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And when it finally dawned on me, this is the work of the Spirit in my life. When it finally dawned on me that whatever I was believing was my responsibility, then I could forgive those teachers, let them off the hook, and say, "Well, Lord, what should I be believing?" Up my own perfectionism, my own "I can't believe I fell for that" kind of statement. Because until I did that, I couldn't get healthy. I couldn't get well. And so, just like Andrew said, you're going to have to admit that you've received some bad teaching. Forgive them. Walk away. Fix your eyes on Jesus and say, "Lord, help me to see you through all of this and to see those people who are still teaching this stuff with your eyes. Otherwise, I'm going to look at them with my eyes and want to hit them with a bat." And that's not helpful.
All right.
Okay? It's got to be in Christ alone. And his grace and the faith we put in who he is because of his grace actually will change our thinking. I'm sitting here telling you, guaranteed, because it changed mine.
Francisco, glad you called today, and I hope you'll keep listening and call again. O'Fallon, Missouri, let's talk to Brad. Hey, Brad.
Hey, you ask people to call in if they, you know, were believed in hypergrace. Well, I absolutely don't believe that. I believe in hypergrace on steroids.
Well, there you go.
They one-upped us.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm going to play the blame game today. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. But, you know, I call Richard, and I listen to Andrew all the time. And I just want everybody in this audience to know and understand there are enough resources coming from Basic Gospel and Andrew Farley Ministries that you all don't need to listen to anything else on radio or TV, because if you don't understand this message of grace, Richard, you mentioned kill, steal, and destroy. You know, the devil, and sadly, the body of Christ as a whole is getting killed, robbed, and stole from, and destroyed because they're not understanding grace. And if you don't understand this grace, you can't understand the freedom that you have.
Yeah.
And I just thank you all terribly for putting me on hypergrace and steroids.
Well, Brad, I mean, first of all, you're such an encourager. You always are. Every time you call in, we appreciate your love and encouragement and support, my friend. A longtime listener, a veteran of this message, and certainly someone who's discerning. And guys, you know, when I hear Brad's comment, my first thought is he is highlighting the importance of discernment. It's not about the messenger, it's about the message. And when we have discernment, that is going to be so important. And I think the number one thing that can help us discern is when the Spirit of God reveals to us that we're under a new covenant, when the Spirit of God reveals to us that there's a dividing line of the cross, that you know, there was before the cross and now there's after the cross, and that the cross changed everything, that it introduced a brand new way of grace, and that I don't need to go fishing through the book of Leviticus and then try to reconcile that, try to marry that to, say, Galatians and Ephesians. If I were to try to marry Moses to Jesus, theologically speaking, I'm going to end up with a mess. I like to say flirting with Moses is cheating on Jesus. And so, you know, that discernment that we can have as new covenant Christians, guys, that's what Brad is talking about. There, if there's five messengers, 10, 50, doesn't matter how many messengers there are, if we have the right discernment, then we will be able to know the truth from error, and we'll be able to discard and ignore these ploys of the enemy to get us distracted and always keep our eyes on Jesus.
Absolutely. Thorndale, Texas, let's talk to Clay. Clay, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Clay.
Yeah, I was going to talk. I was going to talk about something in Genesis, but I'll stay with the subject that we're talking about. This is just out of my heart, but it said in Scripture that you have no need that man teach you anything, but it's the anointing. Okay, and then in Matthew 23, I believe, where he's talking about call no man father, for your true father is in heaven. He said, or rabbi. Okay, well that really needs to read teacher. Okay, so the deal is all Scripture is given for instruction and correction and reproof unto righteousness. The deal is some sow, some water, but God gives the increase. God's Spirit gives the increase. So when I hear something a man is ministering, whether it be Richard, Andrew, or whoever, just like I just finished Andrew's book, I think it's called Resting in God or Relaxing in God. It's very, very good. And I'd recommend it to anyone. But all the Scriptures that he listed there, I went and checked them in the Word of God, okay?
Yeah.
And allowed the Holy Spirit to minister the truth to me. And anytime someone's taking something that man sows, they're not doing it intentionally, but take that to the Word of God and allow the Holy Spirit, the true teacher, our one and only teacher, to take any chaff from it if it needs to be. And that it seems to work a little real peaceful for me that way.
Yeah, what a great insight, Richard. You know,
yeah.
Clay's talking about not being dependent on humanity. I mean, we're all flawed. None of us has perfect understanding, and to test everything, right? I mean, it's a healthy approach to test anything you hear and everything you hear. And so, you know, I think Clay is spot on in just highlighting how many times have we been duped in the past by this teacher or this preacher or this person or that person. How many, you know, hundreds, probably thousands of people, if we had enough time to think of them all, have we seen via this program, this ministry, and others visiting churches? You know, people are duped many times because they listen to a communicator instead of testing what they're saying via the Word of God in context, because the truth will always set us free, but humanity won't. The truth will always set us free, but some teachers can get really off base if we're not careful. Any of us can.
Yeah. Well, I've been aware of this ministry since the early 1990s, and I'm sure it was this way even before. But one of the things that I appreciated most was everybody who has ever taught in this ministry has always said, don't take my word for it. Look up these passages. Study them for yourself. Let the Holy Spirit explain the meaning of them, because I can't. I can talk about them and what it means to me, but the Holy Spirit explains them to you. That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's why we do what we do.
Absolutely. Andrew, thanks for joining us on the program with Richard and me today. I really appreciate your being here, and I appreciate your insight, as always, my friend.
Oh, my joy.
Well, friends, of course, it's a brand new month, and we have a brand new resource for you, our Basic Gospel listeners. It's a 2-CD series that we've called Hard Passages, strangely enough. And, of course, it's taken from our recent Friday editions, during which we address those hard passages, the verses that, even though we've placed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes can send cold chills down our backs. Well, verses that just don't seem to fit in the context of the covenant of grace that we live in. Hard Passages, a 2-CD series, is yours with your November gift to Basic Gospel. You'll find the link on the homepage at basicgospel.net, or as always, you can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. You can donate also through the Basic Gospel app or with PayPal. Anyway, it's a great way to donate to Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, for Andrew Farley, and all the ministry team at Basic Gospel, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.